I think this will help you get a picture of what entertainment merchandising is. Just recently, I saw my brother playing a game on his PSP Vita. I told him to let me see, and he showed me. He was playing Lego Batman. The characters looked like they were made from Lego blocks. And there were other characters from Justice League. This example is interesting because it involves many layers of using the success of one venture to promote the other. If you look at the game, you'll notice a lot of partnerships between two entertainment industries and ventures. The first is the obvious collaboration between the Lego Company and DC Comics to make a film about Batman that looked like Lego. The next collaboration is between Sony, the makers of the PSP Vita game system, and Lego DC Comics, the makers of the game, the idea of which was born out of the previous film. Even Justice League itself is an entertainment merchandise within the same DC Comics company that employs the individual successes of characters like Superman, Batman, Green Lantern, and Wonder Woman, among many others, to create something else that is equally successful. Marvel, another comics company, did the same thing with the most popular of its superheroes to create the Avengers, which is arguably more successful than any one of the individual characters. If you go to the store to buy bedroom furniture for a kid, you'll find beds that are shaped like cars from the film Cars, or bed sheets that have images of Spider-Man on them, or pajamas that look like the costume of any of the numerous superheroes that kids love.